Ai Weiwei was detained in early April. Chinese authorities maintain it's a case of tax evasion, but many see it as China's attempt to silence a prominent artist who frequently criticized the Chinese government. Several museums have shown support for Weiwei in public ways. A London museum hung a banner outside saying "Free Weiwei." A museum in San Diego held a 24-hour protest. This weekend, the Milwaukee Art Museum begins a summer series of Chinese art exhibitions, including a major display featuring works from the Forbidden City. Museum director Dan Keegan resists the idea of his facility making a political statement about Weiwei's detention.
We're not about protest. So we feel it's important as a convener around culture, a convener around art, to create programs that respond to issues of the day as well as this 3,000-year history of Chinese art.
Keegan says the museum isn't ignoring Weiwei's detention. Next month, the museum plans to hold a panel discussion about Weiwei and artistic freedom. Near a fountain outside the museum, museum member Sharon Wolf of Milwaukee says she supports the museum's approach of educating people.
And then we can go after our representatives and our senators and the president and say, you know, look what's going on with this artist in China. And maybe they can put some pressure on the Chinese government to do something about it.
A museum visitor and Illinois-based artist, Michelle Didier, says she understands the Milwaukee Museum may be counting on the long-planned Chinese art exhibitions to provide important revenue. But she'd like to see the museum come out publicly in support of free expression.
No, absolutely. That's one of the great parts of being in America, so it's unfortunate that, the Chinese government has the right to do that kind of thing.
The Milwaukee Art Museum isn't the only one facing this issue, but it's among the first to open a major China exhibit since Weiwei was detained. Louis Lankford is a University of Missouri St. Louis art education professor who has written about museum controversies. Lankford says the Weiwei case has put museums in a tough spot, but he says the case can be made for openness about Weiwei's detention.
It would be unwise for any art museum showing Chinese art, particularly when their publics are speaking up about it, to just kind of say, well, the rest of Chinese art is really good, and so we're going to keep it on display. No, it's best to address such concerns head on.
If Ai Weiwei is still in Chinese custody on July 12th, some groups of artists want an international day of museum closings or protests. That would be Weiwei's 100th day of detention. For now, though, the Milwaukee Art Museum plans to offer its Summer of China exhibitions through mid-September, and local sponsors of the exhibitions, including Harley Davidson, are promoting events to tie into the displays. Tomorrow, Harley officials and others plan to unveil the winning piece of art from a company contest involving up-and-coming artists from China. Harley says it welcomes the opportunity to foster a better understanding and appreciation for Chinese culture, as Harley tries to sell more of its iconic motorcycles in China and many other countries. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.